order.
Worship Radio 247.
David's Daily Devotional.
It's time for the Daily Devotional. 28 minutes after the top of the hour is the time, and we're looking at Psalm 23. We did not look at Psalm 23 yesterday. I felt the Lord wanted to take us in another direction, and we looked at John 4 and 24, worshipping God in spirit and in truth. But today, we're looking at Psalm 23. And again, we're looking at verse 4. This is a very, very important verse in this entire psalm, that I am convinced of. It says this: even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid. You are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. Beloved, there is so much in this verse. If I were asked to go to church and preach this particular verse in a church, I know I could bring you a message without even thinking about it for over an hour. I literally have about 6 minutes. So I'm going to do my very best. If I don't finish, then I'll be looking at this on Monday as well. It says, even when I walk through the darkest valley. Now, many of us have done that. I think every time I see that particular verse, I think of that famous poem, Into the Valley of Death Rode the 600. I wish I had it to hand now. I don't know all of the words, but Into the Valley of Death Rode the 600. That's what I think of every time I see this verse. Even when I walk through the darkest valley. And what is the darkest valley? Well, in the first hour, I was looking at problems. When mountains tremble and the earth shakes, those sort of problems. Huge, humongous, ginormous, great problems. Well, this is one of those huge problems. When you're going through that dark valley, when you're going through that place that you can't see, it's all dark, there's no light there. You cannot see your way through this valley because there is no light. The moon isn't even out, so you can't even see anything. It's pitch black. And there you are, walking through this darkened valley. And on each side of you is a huge mountain. And you know, to get out of this, you're going to have to climb that mountain. And it's so, so tall. And you don't have the strength. And besides which, you can't see anyway. The psalmist says this: I will not be afraid. For you, that's the Lord, are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. The rod and the staff are doing two things, protection and comfort. There is no fear there. Why? Because God is there, because Jesus is there beside you as you walk through this valley. That is if you want Jesus to walk by you through this valley. And let me tell you also, I've just told you that alone this valley is pitch black. You can't see a thing and you're walking aimlessly. But when your Lord Jesus Christ is standing by the side of you with his rod and his staff there, you are going to be able to see. Why? I'll tell you. Because Jesus is known as the light of the world. Jesus is not dark. Jesus is not darkness. His light radiates in the darkness and will light up the entire valley. So now it's not a problem. What the psalmist is not saying, beloved, what the psalmist is not saying, and I want you to grab hold of this word now. The Lord isn't going to lift you out of this valley, I believe. I don't believe the Lord is going to pick you up by the scruff of the neck and take you straight to the top of the mountain so you don't have to go through it. No, the Lord's going to let you go through this trial. Why? Because we found out from James yesterday what happens when we go through trials. It helps us become more faithful. our resistance becomes better. Our perseverance is increased, and our faith is increased as we do this. I believe the Lord is going to light the way for us to climb this huge mountain. And as soon as you have light on the subject, you can see your footholds. You can see where to put your feet. You can see where to put your hands. And all of a sudden, what do you see there? Because of the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, instead of seeing this huge crag of a mountain on the left-hand side and the right-hand side of you, what you see is an ability to climb this mountain because a ladder is in front of you, a ladder that you didn't see, where you can just put your feet and you can climb up without any problem at all. Why? Because you can see. Why? Because the Lord has provided that for you. He's provided it as an escape, as to get you out of this valley. He won't lift you up, but he'll help you climb up. That's because our Lord is so wonderful. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid. For you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word, Lord. We give you the honor and the glory. Forever and ever. Amen. And amen. That is beautiful. On Monday's program, I'm going to be looking at that same verse, and I'm going to be talking about fear and protection and comfort. That's all coming up on Monday's show. Right now, here's Hillsong, and this is Stay.